Debate about school funding has long involved discussions about tuitioning, where students attend schools in districts other than their own, often with funding from their home districts. For part four of our series, VPR's Angela Evansee visited two schools in Chittenden County, one public, one independent, that enroll tuition students.
South Burlington High School draws tuition students for all sorts of reasons. Some don't have a high school in their district, so they have to go elsewhere. Others do, but still choose to make the switch.
I shadowed here and I shadowed other places, and I just liked the way this one felt.
It had all the resources that the other, like, Chittenden County schools did, and it had less students, so it kind of felt like a smaller community.
I chose to go to South Burlington because I went to middle school here, and then my parents decided to move, and I didn't want to switch schools yet.
That was Silva Warren from South Hero, Ramsey Stetch from Georgia, and Jennifer Wetmore from Hinesburg. Isabella Fern, also from South Hero, was drawn by the extracurriculars.
Their school programs, as far as like the clubs and the sports and the drama and all those activities, were really important to me when I came.
Fern, it should be noted, is wearing a fabulous one-piece leopard print suit.
Isabella, can I ask you about what you're wearing?
Yeah. Turns out it's for the school's Spirit Week.
Today is pajama day, and I guess I was one of the only few who dressed up, and I just went all out, yeah.
There are 25 school choice students enrolled at SBHS. That's one of the highest numbers in the state and about 20% of its school population. 24 of those students come from tuitioning towns, meaning South Burlington receives money from their home districts. This year, it was $13,752 per student. Next year, it's over 14 grand. Principal Patrick Burke says school choice students enhance the geographic diversity of the school, make it more welcoming to all students. And he says SBHS does recruit, not specific students, but students broadly.
You know, if I get 20 more students from Grand Isle County than we're expecting, well, because they come with the requisite resources, I can add staffing, I can make sure that we have the programs that we need, then that goes all the way down to student activities programming.
Burke knows that school choice is a sensitive policy issue, especially now when there's so much concern about small schools getting too small. Some towns are scrambling to fund education or are considering consolidation.
I think that when we look at it in terms of Vermont and this area, it's really important to remember that we're talking about public-to-public school choice. We're talking about very regulated outcaps to protect small schools, to make sure that opportunities are going to continue to exist at the schools that students leave.
Not all school choice is public-to-public, though. Some districts let students take their tuition funding wherever they choose. Vermont Common School is an independent day school. It's also in South Burlington, and it also enrolls 10 to 20% of its students from towns without their own schools.
It's small, it's weird, but it's great. I tend to normally say that.
Elijah Hines went to elementary school in Grand Isle. Now he's here at VCS, where he's really into Model United Nations.
I really love Model UN, and I try to go to every conference I can as long as volleyball doesn't conflict with it.
The school is focused on rigorous academics and experiential learning. And sometimes that learning takes place in exotic locales. Auburn Sendra, also from Grand Isle, reminisces about a recent trip to Belize.
We caught birds and bats, and then we picked cacao and coffee beans. We did homestays, and it was really great.
Yearly tuition at Vermont Commons starts at $20,000. But the tuition students bring that $13,000 from their districts. Their parents make up the rest or apply for financial aid and pay extra for big trips abroad. Dexter Mahaffey, the head of school, says admission to VCS is need blind, and they rarely know if applicants come from tuitioning towns.
We're just looking for students who are a great match for our curriculum and for whom we're a great match as a school.
Like Patrick Burke at SBHS, Mahaffey appreciates the geographic diversity that these kids bring. He says his school doesn't court tuition students, but he readily acknowledges that VCS relies on their funding.
Absolutely. Like, we are exposed to that, and that is risk exposure. And if the state voted it out tomorrow, we'd be in a pickle.
Mahaffey spent 7 years in Kentucky, where he says spending per pupil is as little as a quarter of the size of Vermont's.
So I know it's expensive here, and I know our property taxes are tough, and I get all of that, but whew, you do get what you pay for.
Or, in the words of Elijah Hines, the Model UN student who may very well have a future in politics.
I mean, I think that we need to invest in education, and I feel like we'd be really limited if everyone from Grand Isle or from any other county for that matter that doesn't have a high school was being forced to go to one certain school. That would make the schools there bigger, but it would also make it harder for us to pursue specific interests.
With about 90 students, Vermont Commons is definitely a small school. The day I visited, Mahaffey, the head of school, was subbing in a Chinese class. But unlike so many other small schools around the state, it's growing. For VPR News, I'm Angela Evansee.